Welcome to this industry update episode of the Automation World Get Your Questions Answered podcast. I'm David Greenfield, Editor-in-Chief at Automation World. And these industry updates are a new addition to this podcast series as a way to help keep our listeners updated on the latest goings-on in the automation industry. Now, for this industry update, we're focusing on industrial data ops, what it is and what you need to know about it. So, while the phrase about data being the new oil has definitely been a bit worn out by now, you know, it still remains true. I mean, after all, everything about Industry 4.0, digital transformation, the industrial Internet of Things, digital twins, and artificial intelligence, they all come down to data aggregation, contextualization, transmission, and visualization. Now, while this may sound simple enough since all the devices and equipment on the factory floor generate tons of data, the catch lies in making sense out of all this disparate data and compiling it in a way that it can be used for a company's benefit. And that's why you're hearing more and more about data ops and industrial data ops more specifically. Now, Daniel Malisco of system integrator Malisco Engineering explains that industrial data ops is about bringing together system architectures, data access methods, and cultural approaches as well in the way industries manage and use their data. He says it's about creating synergies by adding context and governance to data and ensuring that various data sources across the enterprise merge fluidly to drive optimized results with shortened data analytic cycles. Now, of course, to deliver on this grand concept, industrial data ops require a common data platform that allows for data modeling, contextualization, and consumption across multiple applications, and to be able to do this at scale. Now, according to Daniel, industry's realm of focus has historically consisted of integrating PLCs and HMIs to deliver immediate access to process data for analysis by site maintenance, engineering, production, quality, and even continuous improvement personnel. But as industries are becoming more digitally interconnected, simply storing and trending historical data isn't enough. As others in the company want access to this data for their own decision-making purposes, we face more intricate questions, such as where and how is the data-directed post-historization? Who's leveraging this data and for what purpose? What other data sources can add valuable context to the existing data? How do various applications use the data? And how is the data secured and governed? Now, analysts at the enterprise level are increasingly advocating for a cloud-first approach to data management because of its scalability, flexibility, and its compatibility with an array of big data tool sets. For many corporate users of plant floor data, it's not just about understanding what happened in the past, Daniel says. It's also about predicting future trends to optimize supply chains and derive strategic business insights. Now, to provide an example of how this is playing out in industry today, Daniel referenced a recent project Malisco Engineering was involved in that was designed to seamlessly bring together data from production, quality analysis, research and development, and engineering. Now, on paper, Daniel says this project seemed pretty straightforward, but it involved straddling multiple data worlds, each with their own intricacies. Now, in this project, Daniel said they noticed that production used a cloud-based MES system, they combined spreadsheets from quality and R&D, and they used a homegrown laboratory information management system as well as historian data. Meanwhile, the engineering department used historian data with HMI trending tools, but they also wanted to overlay lab data, and specifically manual data entries from the laboratory information system. Now, to harmonize these disparate data sources, Malisco Engineering crafted a common data model independent of the data's origins. Daniel said one of the most valuable aspects to this deployment was introducing event data, such as production stages, steps, and alarms, and adding context to time series data. By doing this, each department can maintain their own distinct tools, But the enterprise benefits from a unified and contextualized data landscape for more efficient analysis and decision-making. Now, looking back on this project and at how industrial data ops is transforming industry, Daniel said it's no longer just about the controls engineering department's choreography of data, but orchestrating what he calls a grand symphony of data across the company. Looking at this from a higher level point of view to understand how industrial data ops is being applied across industry, John Harrington of Hibyte, a supplier of industrial data ops software, says that standardizing device level data into structures is key to industrial data ops, but that it's really only just the beginning. And he highlights four key reasons why manufacturers need an industrial data ops system as part of their information architecture. His four reasons are these. Number one, you're dealing with machine and vendor variability. John says that because standards bodies are made up of vendors and users, as the standard is being defined, variances are allowed for vendor systems with unique capabilities and limitations, as well as for specific use cases. Now, while the intent of this is flexibility, of course, the result is often ambiguity because it's typical for vendors to implement the same standard slightly differently. Also, vendors tend to refine their systems and change data models over time to suit their needs. So this means that even minor variations in data sets require human interaction to link these machines to other systems in the network to automate dashboards or analytics. An industrial data ops technology helps users connect to a range of sources without having to write or maintain code. That allows for non-standardized input to then be modeled and transformed to the governed data standard for any use case. Number two, without industrial data ops, John says you're viewing individual data without any relationship context. When analyzing operational metrics, bottlenecks, or quality root causes for a production line, specific information from each machine, test stand, and sensor should ideally be assembled into a single payload for that line. Industrial data ops makes this possible, he says, by merging and modeling data from multiple machines and then correlating those data by logical use case. Number three, John says, you're looking at more than just device data. You can't make strategic decisions if you're not linking your machine data to other systems across your organization. This includes enterprise applications such as your ERP system and your manufacturing databases such as SCADA, MES, historians, and maintenance management systems. Industrial data ops should be able to connect to virtually any system in your organization and combine information from these systems with machine data to bridge the gap between operations technology and the rest of the business. And number four involves not getting the data you need when you need it. You know, as we all know by now, information overload is a real problem in the Industry 4.0 world. So understanding what's needed and when it's needed is critical. Sometimes data is needed at a cyclic rate, say, once per second. Other times you may need an event-based feed to identify cell production completion, defects, or machine performance issues. John says industrial data ops technology can define the desired data payload and its event or frequency to create a more efficient decision-making process and minimize your cloud costs because in this way, you're only storing and processing the data you need. Now, if you're interested in learning more about industrial data ops and the data hub and spoke model, be sure to visit this podcast on the Automation World site. There, just above the transcript for this podcast, I've included links to several recent articles on these topics. Now, if you're listening to this podcast via one of the various podcast platforms, you can access those links by going to automationworld.com/dataops, and that's spelled DATAOPS. So, thanks for checking out this Industry Update episode of the Automation World Get Your Questions Answered podcast series, and remember to keep watching this space to stay on top of the latest news, trends, and insights on the world of industrial automation.